So I never even heard of this Epicurious outfit until yesterday, but they announced that they will no longer publish, use resources for, or have anything to do with all of their, recipes, concoctions, shows, whatever, will no longer have any actual meat in them. They're going all woke, all Frankenfood. And, of course, the response is, oh, I can't wait to taste it. Oh, I can't wait to get some of the sustainable. Oh, it's going to be so good and, like, sustainable and stuff. Almost simultaneously to Epicurious's announcement, Congressman Massey announced that he was in a Twitter string about a conference that's going on in Tennessee. I'll give you the details. The Rogue Food Conference. Our 2021 Tennessee event is happening Friday, June 4th and Saturday, June 5th at the beautiful Flat Rock Farms in Lewisburg, Tennessee. Farm is located south of Nashville and central Tennessee. Our first ever two-day RFC, that's Rogue Food Conference, will kick off with an intensive training on Friday led by Nitti Bali, and another RFC speaker. Then Friday, we'll have our VIP dinner. And on Saturday, Congressman Massey is giving there's a lunch with Massey. They have these speakers here. There's this Nicole Sauce lady from Cast Iron to Crazy and Max Kane and Reclaiming Your Freedom. I'm only bringing this up to illustrate. It's not an endorsement of the event because I don't know anything about any of these people. Maybe Brian Kay and some of you homesteaders out there know about this. I do know about Joel Salatin. And Salatin is one of the guys behind the Rogue Food Conference. But I do know this, and I can tell you this. And you can see this now, and this is a completely God-free, well, not really, but secular version of the Upon These Rocks Congress. Pretty much, that's a pretty apt description. And I'm not saying that I have any issue with that. I mean, of course I do, because we want everyone to convert to the one true faith, but I think that this is a good thing. And since it's the first one, they say it's the first one. What's that, Maggie? Yeah, it shows that more Free Farm Friday then was a gift from God. It was providential. And it just shows that our thinking and many of your thinking, our numbers are just minuscule, small, tiny, don't even exist on the proverbial radar screen. But it shows that I believe we're over the target and that we're not the only ones that see what's happening out there and are willing to retreat or to take the proverbial the Bugs Bunny left turn at Albuquerque and head in a different direction. And the direction that we are called to head by Almighty God. Even the secular people, whether they admit it or not, and they're naturalists, you know, with their patchouli oils and what have you, is you're operating in the natural realm and you have a love and respect for it, no matter what you think about, I don't do organized religion. Yeah, you do. You just call it farming. If there's a natural realm, well, how did it get there? It was created. Then there's a supernatural. And this is where the distinction comes in. So I'm delighted to hear about this this Rogue Food Conference. I like the fact that they're going rogue. and look, what's going rogue? Joel Salatin in Polyface Farms is going rogue. Raising, getting sassy with Massey. Congressman Massey has a put a tweet up yesterday. You know, he's a cattle rancher. He's got a huge farm in Kentucky that he manages. He is completely off the grid. Well, he made a movie about it. Well, Massey posted these pictures, because people like him, pictures of what it used to look like, where they're in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. There's the tweet. Of what his land used to look like, but he until he dug this pond out and then let rainfall and nature fill it up, and then he released his cows up near the pond to graze. And then he shows, look, everywhere a cow drops a pie, a cow pie, a year later, there's growth there. There's life. It's teeming. It's abundant with life. That the cows can actually, just by virtue of the of just them just being cows, acting all cow ee and stuff, can actually regenerate any soil that's gone into remission or has been just pummeled, if you will, by artificial pesticides, insecticides, fertilizers, Roundup. Every other Hades forsaken thing that big agri uses to try and force the earth to do what it wants. So, you know, he posts these pictures here. And again, you can see him in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. By the by, if you are just tuning into the program for the first time in many, many moons, you owe it to yourself to check out the Crusader Stadium chat room and become a part of that community. I've got some comments on what I'm going to make on that, but I won't make them now. Because if I don't get to the news headlines and someone's going to call, a mutual friend is going to complain. Yep, that's right. He did it again. Yep, there's five of them, boy bands. Yep, yep. Looking like girls. Yep. Didn't get to the headlines. Took him 20 minutes. Yep, yep. I turned it off. Yep. So I'm going to do some other headlines here and talk about a little bit about else about what is going on in Zaville today. You know, the supposed the big story is John Rambo Carey. How does this clown, and he is a clown, how does this clown, well, I know how he does it, but how does this clown remain powerful? There's a fair question to ask. And what has elevated him? What is it about John Rambo Carey that makes him or makes anyone think that he's got something to add to the discussion about continuing and improving the lives of those under his political guidance and tutelage? The guy's never been right about anything. He's wrong about everything, and he always has been wrong about John Rambo Carey. What we need to do, Hal, is to stop eating food. Says the man whose fortune in life is made possible by the Heinz Ketchup Company. What we need to do is to stop enjoying all those natural foods that are killing the planet. You want to explain to us where your wife, Teresa Heinz Carey, where does Teresa Heinz Carey get the tomatoes that go into the Heinz ketchup? I'm asking for a friend.